This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the phones up in this hour to take your calls. And then Mike Adams is going to join us in the third hour today. And then I'm going to interview Dr. Zelenko in a commercial-free interview. He'll be part of the raft of doctors, but obviously it's a Sabbath for him at sundown, which we totally understand and don't want him to violate that. So we're interviewing the other doctors tomorrow in a big, huge, special emergency broadcast. We're interviewing Zelenko today after I'm off air. That'll be commercial-free. I say commercial-free, and we're talking 30 minutes, an hour before we take a break. It's not like a normal set clock. So I'm interviewing Zelenko and a bunch of other people today and tomorrow, and then we also have another big part of the emergency broadcast that's going to be coming out. I just really appreciate the crew and all the great work they do and all the great listeners. Today I am particularly upset, and I'm not saying that on air to have people feel sorry for me. These people are killing us. I mean, we're under attack, and I can be a Christ-like person myself. I can physically be attacked and lay down if it's the right place and time because it destroys our enemies. I understand that works that way. Gandhi did it. Martin Luther King Jr. did it. But I got a real problem with the kids. And that's why they're attacking them, folks. They want a war. And Jesus Christ wouldn't sit there and let them kill children. He said, I'll destroy you. I'll kill you. He said, the number one thing is you hurt these innocent children, you better just tie a rope around your neck and tie it to a boulder and throw it in the ocean because that'd be a lot better than what I'm going to do to you. And so this isn't me up here acting tough. I know you're the same way. You're not trying to look for trouble, man. These people are out of control. And the worst part about it is it's like stepping on a cockroach. You got to clean it up. These people are such wicked, ugly filth, and they know they are. And that's why they want to hurt our children made in God's image. And so let's just work really hard to wake people up and really hard to resist them. And let's just start having more civil disobedience. I went out last weekend. Owen went out last weekend. Civil disobedience stuff. And you've got to do it yourselves, too. And we just got to create such a crescendo and such a noise at city councils and county commissions and at school boards and on talk radio and at your churches and at your synagogues, your mosque. Doesn't matter. You better understand you're under attack. And I'll be honest with you. I made some big mistakes. I really underestimated the New World Order. We knew they planned the viral release and then the extermination vaccines later. I thought they would have a placebo injection to get the precedent set. But no, they're not doing that. They're just going ahead with the extermination. I mean, people are dying all over the place from these injections. And I mean, but it makes sense. They were behind schedule. And so if you're behind schedule, you jam on the accelerator. You don't drive slower. You drive faster. And that's what's so crazy is they're desperate. They're scared. They're acting like there's a gun to their head. Like aliens told them, hey, we're going to blow the planet up if you don't kill 90% of the people. I mean, that's how they act. They're gulping. They look totally freaked out on TV. They look like somebody's got a gun to their head, and they're up there lying to everybody doing this. But then I see some of their minions that all have the same look. I saw a black YouTuber, and I think I sent it to the guys last week, but I forgot to ever play it, so I forget his name now. But he did a whole rant about liberals, and he called them dusty white people. And there's some black and some Hispanic, but they all look like green skin, like white. And I'm not knocking white people. I'm saying these white people all look real ashen, and it's like they're not there. They're like wraiths. And I've seen my enemies when I'm around them. That's what they look like dirty, evil little devils and dusty white people. And they want to kill kids. I mean, look at that one. Oh, my God. I mean, look at her, man. She looks like we have a damn horror movie. Brian Stelter, all of them. Holy hell. Good God, save me. Sign of the cross on her. You know what I do when MSM gets my number and calls me now? I send them a sign of the cross. I send the crucifix back at their damn ass.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We are attempting to develop and deploy systems that allow the American people, not just InfoWars, to get around corporate censors and get the truth out about the New World Order's agenda so we can stop it dead in its tracks. And so, when you visit 1776coin.com, you don't just have the opportunity to get an amazing one-run, limited edition silver coin minted right here in America with incredible historical artwork on it. You will also be funding a very serious, focused information warfare operation against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to not wait, to not procrastinate, and to go to 1776coin.com. I would imagine that we will sell out of this limited run of 10,000 coins in only a few weeks, maybe a few days. So secure your coin now at 1776coin.com.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If you study warfare, both ancient and modern, you learn that biowarfare has been a favorite for thousands of years. The Mongols and the Huns would take a body that was decomposing or had freshly died, a person that had just passed away from smallpox or the bubonic plague, the Black Plague, and they would catapult that body over the wall into a town or city, a citadel, a fortress that they were besieging or had under siege. And that's what's happened to us now. But then when you take the shot, it gives you exactly what the virus does, but even worse. And then if you survive it, it begins permanently infecting your body and eating holes in capillaries all over. And then now, 2 weeks ago, we got two different data dumps now from the FDA that they tried to block. And at the rate the judges ordered it released, it'll take 75 years, it was announced yesterday, to release it. But the first couple groups of documents confirmed multi-thousand times increases in blood clots, in heart attacks, in myocarditis, and in cancers. I mean, people get cancer immediately, and they have NBC and ABC headlines going, oh, the vaccine, Moderna and Pfizer, will make your tumors get bigger, and it'll look like that they're cancerous. It'll look like that they're not benign. But that's okay. Just don't do surgery on it. You'll be fine. I mean, they actually say that. It's like a Monty Python skit or something. Would you like to donate your organs? The woman says yes. They kill her out on the spot and cut her organs out. And Monty Python, The Meaning of Life. And you laugh at that. But that's how they treat the health authorities now with this Stockholm Syndrome. And look at this headline here. You know, we forget about this study. 82% of pregnant women who get vaccinated for COVID during first or second trimesters suffered miscarriage. And Natural News links directly to, also on InfoWars.com, the New England Medical Journal. And that was back in July. Now the numbers are coming in all over the world, in towns, small towns that don't have a miscarriage a year. They'll have 20 or 30. In big cities, they're having hundreds when they normally just have a few dozen. Orders of magnitude worse. And it's just being normalized. So I want to open the phones up today for people that love the shots. No one's ever called that does. People that hate the shot. People that took it and didn't get sick. People that took it and did. We don't censor your calls. All we ask for is a good, clean phone line and that you're ready to speak. So I'm going to open the phones up in the next four segments. Next three segments, specifically to take your phone calls here today with your story and your report. We'll give each person about a minute so we can get to the next person. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. They want to silence you. We want to empower you because I need you to beat these people and you need me. We're in this together. I know we can do it together. One of our people's got more power than 10 of their maggots. But we've handed our power over to these devils. The spiritual wickedness of them attacking our children and killing so many of them right now creates a very serious disturbance in the force, if you want to use that analogy. And I demand Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and Trump and everybody, don't just come out against Fauci cooking it up at the Wuhan lab or Fauci lying to people. Come out and say, we were wrong. The shot doesn't work. Why are they saying we need 3, 4, 5, 6 shots? Rand Paul hasn't come out and done that yet because he thought, oh, surely they're not going to put out a shot that makes people sick. Surely if I sign on to Warp Speed, we can reopen the economy and give people confidence the same reason Trump did. But now, Paul, we're a year and a half into this. We're now 11 months into the shots here in the U.S., and the damage is massive. And I don't want you to be my enemy, but you are rapidly, all of you Republican leadership, are rapidly becoming an enemy as well. I just cannot abide. I know my listeners will not abide this. I did a report on this earlier in the week. It's up on Infowars.com and Mandot Video. Dr. Rand Paul knows the COVID vax is poison. He knows it. The numbers are all in. The facts are all in. It erases your immune system. The first time you take the shot, within 8 months, you lose about half your immunity. The second booster makes you lose all of your immunity below what you had before the shot within 6 months. That's with the Pfizer. It's worse with Moderna. The Moderna works more intensely and then erases your immune system. And now they've got numbers out of Israel where they're starting the fourth shots that it massive increases in death. Dr. Peter McCullough was on Joe Rogan yesterday. It's very powerful. I watched part of it this morning. But you can go see the whole thing. And he laid all out the latest numbers. He was here a few weeks ago in studio. He'll be back with us soon. I may even be able to get him tomorrow. But this is an insane time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And all of these are life and death articles. This must-watch story from yesterday, now archived at Infowars.com. NIH claimed joint ownership of Moderna mRNA vaccines began development. It's actually months ahead of the release of COVID-19 because they already had it ready, already had it in the pipeline, already had it prepared. But don't try to be caught outside without your mask on. Antifa will force you off the train or beat you up. And don't try to protest lockdowns. They're for the little people, like Big Pharma. And they're going to stop you. Remember, they were wearing masks before it was mandatory. It's their world now. See, they serve the system. They get to be thugs now. They're protected in the thousands of jurisdictions around the world controlled by George Soros, not as here in America. What a nightmare prison we're being herded into and being prepared with. And then told, turn your guns in, roll over to tyranny, or you're racist. All cultural Marxist garbage. And I've actually got that in my Jesse Smollett. I'm going to hit some of that when we come back and then go to your phone calls. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And like I said, we've taken thousands of calls in the last couple of years on this. Nobody's ever called in that liked the shot. Maybe today they're going to call in and tell us how much they like the shot. But I want all the evil people going along with the system to remember something. You can pretend all day long that you're part of the establishment or that this isn't really happening or that, you know, you're part of the ruling class because you're waging war on people and there's too many people, so you're just survival of the fittest. You're not survival of the fittest. You have an evil spirit. You are twisted. You are fallen, and you will be destroyed. Some of you may still have some soul, some connection to God left in you. And if you're going to be awakened from your trance, you can get out of the spiritual bondage you're in. But you first got to admit that you love death. You first got to admit you're brainwashed by the system. You first got to admit that you've been going the wrong direction and ask God to come help you turn back. Only God can get you out of the jam you're in. I mean, I would be a king amongst these idiotic Satanists. But a king of the Satanists is the poorest man around. I do not want to be a general of evil so I can pretend like I'm in charge and I'm God. I'm not. I'm a mortal made by God who can experience God and know God, but I am not a God. And all of you pretending to be God are going to cut yourself off from the Godhead and remove yourself from that great covenant that you could have been part of. But I do realize that for most of you, this is an ancestral issue. And though you could have been sanctified, you chose to go with your bloodline. And there's evil people that come from black bloodlines, white bloodlines, Asian. It's all this, you know. But it's definitely evil does get in certain bloodlines, and people are more predisposed to Satanism. And that's what we're dealing with. These people just aren't going to stop till they kill us. That's all they know is we're superior to them, we're better than them, we have a connection to God, and they have one mission. Kill, kill, poison, rape, murder, pedophilia, death, 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 kill, murder, poison, destroy pretty things, burn down pretty things. Just, you know, that's all they hear 24/7 is kill, 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 kill.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You want about Benjamin Netanyahu? Was he good? Was he bad? We now know he was bad. Sold Israel out to Big Pharma. They're now going on their fifth shot. Martial law, absolute tyranny. And now Benjamin Netanyahu has been told by Trump, F you. F you. See, you know what, him. Trump rips former ally Netanyahu for disloyalty. Full article on Infowars.com. Yep. Milley's an effing idiot. Smollett's an effing idiot. Netanyahu is a betrayer of his own people and a betrayer of Trump that really went to bat for him hardcore and for Israel. But the same evil globalists run it all, folks. And I'm going to explain this about eugenicists. They sell eugenics at the liberal university level that, oh, we're just going to kill the Down syndrome children. And you can argue, and I don't agree with it, well, let's just have a law where you've got to abort a Down syndrome child. You know, Europe's trying to put that in law right now. China has it. But they don't want to get the Down syndrome people. They want to get the smartest people. I've told people this thousands of times. It's in my film Endgame. And yes, Jews have amongst the highest IQs. You're dead. The New World Order is going to kill you. You understand that? You're a Northern European? Got a super high IQ, you're dead. You're Japanese, you're dead. The globalists don't want people with super high IQs. And it's true, folks, we're not all created equal. There are super high IQs in every group everywhere, but statistically there are much higher percentages of higher IQs in certain racial groups. And the spikes in the IQs, and that's only one measurement I understand, go up into the hundreds, the 200s. But most people that go above 150, 160 become autistic in their design because their brain just can't handle it all. That's where you get the savants. And this anti-human program wants to kill every Jew on earth. And it's going to come to kill you in the guise of a Jew. I mean, you look at the ADL giving awards to George Soros, when George Soros cut his teeth rounding up fellow Jews to send them to the death camps. That's a fact. And I got told 5 years ago, you know, Soros is going to sue you if you keep talking about it. I've just increased the amount I did it. I know he financed these lawsuits against me. Good, burn in hell. I'll never be like you, you maggot. So I want everybody to get this straight and understand this 1,000,000,000%. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian. It doesn't matter if you're a Buddhist. It doesn't matter if you're black. It doesn't matter if you're white. It doesn't matter if you're from Germany or Mexico or where you're from. The devil wants to destroy you. And the devil is very real. And if you look at the Rothschilds setting up the state of Israel, and they totally control that man on screen right there, Soros, telling 60 Minutes the best time of his life was working for the Nazis. If you don't understand that Israel's been set up to bring in this whole global collapse and to bring in this whole battle of the gods in the Middle East, the Guderdamerong, then you're not studying what the New World Order is up to. And so what we see is prophecy being fulfilled. And I'm going to explain this again. The globalists know there's a global collapse coming of their system, so they collapse it beforehand to be on top of the collapse. It's the same thing. God knows the plan of the universe. He already made it, but he gave us free will. These evildoers also get a good idea about where things are going. And so they are again playing God. They know that the Messiah is going to come. They know a new temple is going to be built. They know Christ is going to rule for 1,000 years from Jerusalem before this reality is destroyed, this simulation. And they're going to do it all beforehand. That's what the Antichrist is, ladies and gentlemen. And you can sit there and think, oh, well, that's just Christian cosmology. That's just your religion. Yeah, well, watch it all happen, because it isn't just my religion. There's a struggle between good and evil going on in all of us. And it's particularly going on in the Jews. Some of the best people you're ever going to meet are Jews. Some of the worst people you're ever going to meet are going to be Jews. And that's the same and vice versa for any group. But it's particularly true with them. And so what you're about to see unfold and what you're about to see go on is very serious and very real. So Trump thought, oh, I'll actually help Israel, help them have security. They deserve to have a place, you know. His son-in-law is Jewish. And where did that get him? Betrayed. And where did it get the Jews in Israel? Trusting Benjamin Netanyahu when he handed them over to Big Pharma and handed them over to martial law. It got Trump nowhere, did it? It got the Jews nowhere. Because men aren't going to fix this problem. Alex Jones isn't going to fix this problem. Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to fix this problem. Donald Trump's not going to fix this problem. God is going to have to fix this problem. And we're going to have to admit God's real and God's in charge and ask the Holy Spirit, God consciousness, that Dr. Zelenko talks about, into us, and then we're all brothers and sisters and the killing can stop and the idiocy can stop. But only God can do that. That's why I can finish Zelenko's sentences, he can finish mine. Because he's not copying me, I'm not copying him. We see the same thing. We have the same spirit. We are brothers. Not because I'm a Christian, he's a Jew. We, as Zelenko said, it transcends that. This is God consciousness. The one God. It's got the one plan for us. The devil wants your soul. The devil wants to bind your energy to him and take you to his system. His own private hell. He's built it. It's his. God isn't there. That's why it's hell. I'm going to break and go to your calls. I'm sorry I said I'd go to him this segment. I'm sure Michael will be cool to take calls. He's come on with such huge news. I'm going to write your calls. Christian and Kyle and Josh and Alan and Mike and Mitchell and Brandon and Beefy. When we come right back. On the other side of this break, please don't forget that I cannot keep this operation on air unless you support us. And if that's your choice to do, that's your choice. But we have products you really need. Everybody should do their Christmas shopping or their holiday shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody should get vitamin mineral fusion. It's so good for your immune system, your whole body. Great for adults, children, old people, you name it. It's 40% off. We still got a lot of big deals on the site. DNA Force Plus, Lung Cleanse, Prostaguard, Alpha Powers back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. All apparel is still being sold at cost. I'm just liquidating everything. We've got the great charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste, and we've got the tooth whitening toothpaste with the iodine and the tea tree oil that's so powerful. Doesn't have any fillers. X2, X3, we've got the Arrest Fauci and Gates shirts. We've got the Betsy Ross American flag shirt. We've got the Biden for Nursing Home shirts. We've got the Summit News shirts. We've got the Baby Lives Matter shirts, InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got the 1776 coin at InfoWarsStore.com, or by going to 1776coin.com, and they will be sold out, I predict, by tomorrow afternoon. So if you want to have one of these historic coins and also be let in on the next level of what we're doing and so much more, then I would get your special member coin at 1776coin.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We are attempting to develop and deploy systems that allow the American people, not just InfoWars, to get around corporate censors and get the truth out about the New World Order's agenda so we can stop it dead in its tracks. And so, when you visit 1776coin.com, you don't just have the opportunity to get an amazing one-run, limited edition silver coin minted right here in America with incredible historical artwork on it. You will also be funding a very serious, focused information warfare operation against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to not wait, and to not procrastinate, and to go to 1776coin.com. I would imagine that we will sell out of this limited run of 10,000 coins in only a few weeks, maybe a few days. So secure your coin now at 1776coin.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, the L.A. police union leader has a warning for tourists. Don't come to L.A. It's one of the most dangerous cities in the country now. Meanwhile, a migrant truck, not an illegal alien invader truck, crashes killing 53 on its way to the wide open United States border. Very, very sad that happened to those people, but they're being brought in by the globalists to be farmed politically. So I'm very sad for those that died. I'm very sad that they've been living under lockdowns in Latin America the globalists put in place. But nevertheless, they're being used as a political weapon to collapse the United States. That's not going to help them. It's not going to help us. So I'm not going to use the word migrant. They told you call them migrants or you're racist. And now in the UK, they're saying don't even call them migrants. Call them nothing. You're not allowed to call them anything. It's how they train you with language to totally be censored. For TV viewers, here's a new take on hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. Look at this photo. Got 1970 Easy Rider. What a great movie. And then you've got modern times here. Think those guys are going to stand up for themselves? No, they're domesticated, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what they've been trained to think is cool. That's what they've been told is the way to go. Very, very sad. Yeah, the criminals are scared of those guys in Los Angeles. What are the criminals going to do to them? They're going to capture them. They're going to control them. Because there's no men to stand up for anybody. There's just evil men in control of the system who they think are doing the world a favor by culling off the poor people and the dumb people. And I tell you, it's paradoxical. The globalists are worse than those they're killing, but those they're killing, and they don't stand up for the children, deserve to die as well. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Kyle in the great state of Nebraska. Kyle, you're on the air, sir. Thanks for calling.
Alex, thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Wednesday, I went to 1776coin.com, and I think I was the first order through, I'd have to assume.
Well, thanks for the support, brother. It's going to really help us do some exciting things.
Yes, sir. So my friend, growing up, childhood friend, he's in a hospital in Omaha right now, currently, on the COVID protocol on a ventilator. And his brother miraculously got a hold of somebody on the East Coast, one of the intravenous vitamin C doctors, one of the top ones, and they put him on a four-day protocol. Because he was getting worse on the ventilator, of course. They put him on a four-day protocol with the vitamin C stuff. And he got better and stable. After 4 days, they took him off. He's been off for like 6 days and getting worse and worse by the day. And I've been scrambling. My friend, you know, his brother has been scrambling, trying to get a hold of someone here in the Omaha area, like a doctor or somebody that can help us. And it's just been hell, brother.
Well, there have been a bunch of cases in Texas and Illinois and New York and Florida and a bunch of them, so many, more than 10 cases we've seen, where the hospital will not put somebody on ivermectin when they're on a ventilator. And in every case, when they put them on ivermectin, they get better. And in the majority of cases, they got released. But in a couple, the hospitals went to court to block it, and then they killed them. And so that's what this sounds like with you. Yeah, vitamin C treatment is one of the recommended things. I know my parents, my dad almost died. He got on ivermectin and the inhalable steroids. Instantly, physically, was a lot better. His oxygen shot up, but his brain was hit by the prions. And, I mean, it was like he had a shock therapy or something. I mean, he literally was like a moron for about 2-3 weeks. Now he's almost back. But the prions stay in you for over a year. And it was just devastating. But then we did vitamin C and some other stuff and glutathione, and his brain bounced back a lot. And he's 90% back to where he was. But, I mean, he was, like, retarded, okay, for about a month. He'll tell you that. This is serious business. And we're just very blessed he's still alive. But vitamin C really helped him. Now the glutathione's helping clear him out. And I've got other friends that had COVID really bad who've not bounced back yet mentally. And they're not even that old. You know, they're about the same age as me. I know two people that are the same age as I am that got it. And they're just not the same person anymore. It's a very, very serious situation. And the fact that they're trying to block your friend, your childhood friend, there are online pharmacies. There are doctors. Dr. Marble is awesome. You know what, sir? Give me your name and number, and I'll get it to Dr. Marble, and I'm sure he can get you in touch with somebody. But you need to have a treating physician, meaning they're able to treat at that hospital, so they can go in there, and the family needs to call around to MDs and people and say, we'll pay you whatever you want. We want you to go give them these treatments. And a lot of times you'll find private doctors that are awake. They'll say, no, I don't even want any money. I'll go in and take care of them. But that's what you're going to need to do. Does that make sense?
Thanks very much for doing that, brother. It means the world.
Well, I appreciate you. Guys, get his name and number. Give it to me and make sure I don't forget to do it. And I'll give it to Dr. Marble. And there's also Dr. Bartlett. But, I mean, I've given his number out over 300 times. Good God. That guy worked so hard. So I'm gonna give him a break for a while, and I'll call Dr. Marble, who is licensed to treat, by the way, in all 50 states and everything else, but he's able to get into that hospital or get somebody he knows in there. It's such an incredible time to be alive, folks. Such an incredible time to be alive. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Mitchell in Oregon. Welcome, Mitchell.
Yeah, so I'm fully vaccinated, and I've been sick with COVID for the last 6 weeks. I can tell you it's definitely much higher risk living in the city. Just a quick timeline. I moved into the municipality around December 2020. Since then, I've been sick twice. I'm pretty sure with COVID because I had the sandpaper throat version, which I think was a Delta variant, and then the one before that. Anyway, in July, I decided to just go ahead and get the vaccine. So there are murmurings, there being mandates. Got my first shot July 28th, second shot August 28th. Then in September, my employer required everyone to sign an attestation to having been vaccinated. And then in October, they put out the mandate that they need your shot records by November 19th. Then in November, they put out a memo saying, you must have your first shot or scheduled appointment by December 19th to get a shot. So that's how the mandates are coming down. Now, what's funny is my employer, I work for an IT contractor that provides services to the military. And actually, this IT contractor is owned by entities of the Native Americans, the reservations around here. So so my particular employer falls under so many different jurisdictions, it's making my head spin, but you know, I can tell you the vaccines don't work, and, you know, I am overweight, and I have some other health problems, but since getting vaccinated and being sick these past 6 weeks, I've also been diagnosed now with diabetes and high blood pressure.
Well, sir, I'm really sorry to hear that, but yes, COVID attacks the pancreas, and so does the injection. But again, a real inoculation would cover you for all the COVID variants. It's prions that are reinfecting that are a form of nanotech. This is for medical doctors and top scientists. And so this is a whole class of things they're attacking us with. They're just calling COVID, but that's why you're seeing the reinfections. And I've got that from former head of Defense Intelligence Agency. I've got that from other high-level sources that told me, we can't tell you the specifics, it's classified. But now we know why. Peter Daszak and Bill Gates and Fauci in 2017 approached the Pentagon with the synthetic spike protein weapons and basically tried to sell it to the Pentagon, and they wanted to give the Pentagon a cover story to release it on the Chinese. And of course the Pentagon said, that's insane, you're trying to start a war. And of course you now know that's public knowledge. So the military industrial complex is run by the globals at the top. It hates our military, it hates our police, it hates our republic. It wants to get rid of its opposition and fully take over the country. And so particularly in the type of jurisdictions you're in, they are running around spraying these into the ventilation systems. God bless you. I appreciate your call. But that's going on. We're under bioweapon attack. It's a synthetic, nanotech, crystalline, prion, spike protein. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mike Adams has got huge economic and COVID news coming up next hour. The Health Ranger. We're taking your calls right now here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for holding callers. Let's go ahead and go to Christian in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, I'm calling Alice because I've got some information that I'm hoping you can put in front of some of your medical experts. I really think this vaccine is kind of a phase one sort of thing. And when I was looking into, everybody was talking about graphene oxide. I was researching it. And I come to find out, I was skeptical that it was in there, and I was reading about an enzyme that the human body makes. It's called MPO, myeloyl peroxidase, and it actually breaks down graphene oxide in the body. I think that eventually they do want to build this nanomedicine platform, and they want to have implantables, and they want to have nano delivery, and a lot of that depends on the graphene oxide. When I was looking into it, I also found that both AstraZeneca and Merck have anti-MPO drugs in clinical trials. So while I agree with you that the vaccine is basically a target for our immune system, it seems like the way it's going to go is we're going to come into a lot of massive inflammation, and then we're going to be offered these anti-MPO, anti-inflammation drugs, and that's going to be the final thing that is going to take the stopgap measure away from our innate immune system.
Oh, I totally agree. It's going to be gene therapies. No one knows why everyone's immune system's gone. Don't worry. We've got this gene therapy that brings it back. But they say that. I played the Pfizer executives on clips a year ago laughing and saying this. I mean, they're admitting the giant criminal takeover. And they think the public's so dumbed down and they bought off all the regulators that they're going to get away with it. It's just insane.
I really hope that if people are getting sick, they're starting to look into some natural anti-inflammatories and they really start to research these drugs. I'm terrified that these anti-MPO drugs are going to start getting emergency use authorization. I'm not sure if that's the case because I believe that drugs are under a completely different like set of regulations outside of the like.
Oh, but that's the, no. You just said it. I don't know if you've seen the report we did a few months ago, but turns out all the different regulators, including Fauci, were on C-SPAN. And they said, we want to get rid of drug regulation, the fact it takes 5 years on average. We're going to just call everything a vaccine because that bypasses it and, quote, blow up the old existing system. So this is a drug. The mRNA is a drug. And so exactly what you're saying is what they're doing. They're blowing up the old system to roll out whatever they want and have no surveillance or no background reporting and just have a free-for-all. And if they can get away with killing tens of millions of people, with these injections and tens of millions of miscarriages, then they can get away with anything. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. And I hope that when people start, I really do think that there's going to be massive inflammation, and I hope that people start to look into some natural anti-inflammatories and ways that they can keep inflammation down in their body. And please, please, please look into the drugs if they're suggested to you for this inflammation that I'm seeing rolling down the hill. It's frightening.
Well, there's a lot of smart people like you out there. Have a great weekend, Christian. Thank you. Okay, next up in the order of the calls were received would be Josh in Texas. Welcome, Josh.
Hey, Alex. First off, I want to give a shout-out to my my beautiful family, Samantha, Emery, and little Josh. And I'm calling today to ask you, what are we supposed to do whenever they come and basically try to mandate these vaccines? My daughter's three, my son's two. And they say that we're neglecting our children, and so therefore they have to be taken from our custody and put into state custody.
You need to be involved at the county level, the state level. You need to be involved with you need to start a coalition of parents' rights now so that you've got a support group of people ahead of that. That's why they don't want families. They don't want fathers. They certainly don't want families getting together. And so what you're saying is going to be the whole future. It's already happening in Australia, already happening in Europe. Forced inoculations start in 5-6 weeks in Germany. They're already rounding folks up, taking them to camps. But these people are weak. I've seen new newscasts and new reports of the Australian Prime Minister attacking us and national TV saying how evil I am and showing edited clips of me out of context. That's how weak they are. That's how weak these criminals carrying this out are. We have the facts, brother.
Have to defend our children, any means necessary. Also, the medical industry has already discredited itself so far to the point to where I'm afraid to even take my children into, in the future, if they break a bone or they need a surgery, if they don't allow a parent in the back, that they're just going to vaccinate. And, we've already heard of, in schools where these teachers are giving their kids pizza and they give them a vaccine. And so
well, that's what the drag queen pedophile story time's about, and in Europe, Canada, and the U.S. in blue city areas, in the U.S., they are children as young as eight. They're giving them deadly injections without parental consent. I mean, it'd be better that the teacher rape your child than injected this in them, in my opinion, in which they should be executed for both. But after they're tried and everything for Nuremberg violations, I mean, think about it. This is rape. This is medical rape of your rights, and they're just doing it. Yes, sir. God bless you. I appreciate your call. But we're not going to be violent. They want to start violence. They want to push us so they can then try to come after us and start a full-scale war. We're not going to start the war, but we're getting ready for the war. If it's a war they want, it's one they're going to get. But they're going to blow up their own facilities and blame us. We don't want to offensively go out and do anything. We are against offensive violence. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Brandon in California. Let's go, Brandon.
Hey, sir.
Welcome.
How you doing?
Good, man. Go ahead.
Kudos to you. I just want to talk about I had to be forced vaccinated
at my hospital. And, you know, it was the hardest decision of my life. And, well, I just want to talk about everyone that's coming in the hospital, because I work in the ER and the ICU. Everyone in the hospital is mostly vaccinated. And when they come in, they get on oxygen, and then they get intubated, and then they die a week later. Every single one of them. They all have core morbidities, like chronic kidney disease, heart disease, you name it. But every single one of them, they've died. And I wanted to voice my opinion to one of the doctors, the intensivist that worked there at the ICU, and he pulled me aside, and he was like, hey, you know, you shouldn't be saying these things out loud because you could get fired. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, we have protocols we have to go through. We can't really give our own medicines. We have to go through these protocols through the hospital. And it's just crazy. It's just crazy. I see all these people, they're coming in, these families that want these medicines, but they're not giving them to them.
Well, brother, I'm sorry to hear that as a hospital worker, you're saying you would have lost your job. That basically is a forced injection. And according to the Nuremberg Code, that's a serious war crime, what they did to you. But yes, it is forced to say, I'll take your livelihood, I'll take your food away, I'll take your house away, I'll take your child away. This is terrorism. And even if this shot worked wonderfully, this would be wrong, because it would set the precedent for them to put in our bodies what they want, when they want. But it doesn't even work. In fact, it erases our immune system. It's serious assault. But we're not used to being assaulted with a needle, so we don't have any history of fighting it. If they had guns or knives, we would know to resist. But instead, they come with a mask on and a medical outfit, with a Stockholm syndromed idiot following their orders.
It is, man.
Well, God bless you, brother. Sorry to hear that's happening. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with Beefy and Mike and others. Listen, now more than ever, people are ready to hear the truth. So please support our local AM and FM stations. Please tell people about the stations. Become a sponsor. Support the sponsors. If it's a small mom and pop, send them $50 a month. I mean, tithe to the truth. This show does a lot more for pro-life and anti-Satanism than your average church. And I'm not knocking the little churches that have been trained to be cowardly and follow orders. And that's between them and God. The point is, we aren't up here like Pharisees saying how perfect we are. We're just saying God's the only way, and we're fighting as hard as we can. So support our local radio stations. It's such a big deal when you do. So many stations put us on at night, and then a few years later, because of support, they put us on during the day, and we reach so many people. So tell folks about your local stations, promote that. Tell folks about Band.Video. Tell folks about FreeWorldNews.TV. And then please don't forget, we have the new film, COVIDland 2, The Mask. And when you get the film at InfoWarsStore.com, you get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death, two films on one DVD about the globalist skull and bones satanic secret society systems. It makes an excellent Christmas gift to wake people up, and you're authorized to make copies of both films, all three films that I produced, two DVDs, three films. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And also, it'll be sold out, I think, by tomorrow night. Thank you for your support. We really needed to do these new projects. Find out about the member coin and the little secrets of that and more at 1776coin.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Alex Jones.